there are plenty of hail pictures to celebrate what was a weekend.
It's the weekend update.
More of that possibly coming on the way, but certainly hope you had a nice one. We, friendly reminder, have the Hank FM Alito Coaches Show podcast tonight over there. That would be Boo Rays of New Orleans, 7 o'clock start time, the number one podcast in America.
Number one. Well, I mean, at that's least right on there. The Hank FM
that's
website.
That's all that matters to me right there. No, so that'll be 7 o'clock tonight. And that'll also be, by the way, out there in Hudson Oaks, the site of Cruise Night, which returns valiantly this Thursday night. Boo Rays of New Orleans should be fun.
It's going to be fantastic.
Always.
We got the swamp juice, we got the t-shirts, we got the friends, we got the family. Most importantly, we got spring and cool cars.
There you go. That's this Thursday. It cranks up, and it'll go throughout the spring. When it comes to the big weekend that was, first of all, Arlington Renegades winning their home opener.
How the San Antonio Piranhas doing?
They lost.
Not well.
They lost.
Not well
they
at
lost
all.
Uh-oh. Horribly. Because we hate them. Congratulations, Bob Stoops and the Renegades, too. More Renegades tickets to win. Coming up throughout the day with Aaron Wild, Mark Phillips, too. Our Texas Rangers ended up 3-1 on the four-game opening series. Very nicely done against the hated Boston Red Sox.
Ew.
Cool to see Jacob DeGrom. Awesome yesterday. TCU plays today at 6 against UT to get into the Final Four there. And then the, unfortunately, our Texas Tech Red Raiders, the dream is over.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're going to go back to exploding the campus there from the sewers in Lubbock.
Yeah,
like
a friend
it should
of mine,
be.
She just had a baby, and her husband's a big Texas Tech guy, and they have three older girls, and this is the first baby boy, right?
Yeah.
And that little Cal has enjoyed more basketball from Texas Tech.
There you go.
In the last 3 days. I mean, it's the way to enter the world, really.
That doesn't always happen, by the way, too. So enjoy it, little baby. Enjoy it. Many a dry spell in your future if you're a Red Raider fan. But you're coming off a weekend car buying and the like?
Yes. So I got the new car on Friday. And you know the big...
Congratulations.
You know the big Carvana thing? We actually got to go put the coin in.
What?
And then it did it. And it was like...
Did the thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you just end up with whatever it gives you?
Yes.
It's like a big iron.
I ordered a Fanta, and then I got a, you know, a
the big
a
metal
used
claw
SUV.
Comes down, uh-huh. And just you try to, aw.
So it's very exciting.
We were going for the Ford.
Not having a vehicle. So that was, and then I went out to Joe T. Garcia's with some fellow moms. That was cool. I had a cool night that night. I went out to Happy Hour with some fellow Down syndrome mommies. It was really,
very
it was
nice.
Kind of cool. Yeah, Courtney organized it because she's young and she can do these things on a Friday. My friend Carol and I are like, oh my gosh, are we going to live? We're going to live through all this. But it was fantastic.
Weird out in public.
Yeah. Then Saturday, a little Bo had gymnastics, and then the Rangers played for him. Or did he play for the Rangers? But really, he enjoyed the snack bar more than anything else
fantastic.
Out at the Miracle League. So thank you so much. And then yesterday, Back to the Future in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Broadway production.
They were so sweet. They came out and signed autographs right after the show. And mm-hmm. then I was driving home in the new car, and then it said severe thunderstorm. So I had to drive.
The car told you this?
Well, yeah. I mean, the cars do everything now. I had no idea. So I had to go, like, toward McKinney, and then I don't know. I went on a lot of different interstates. I had a really nice tour of DFW, and so did the car.
How did you get from Fair Park, Dallas to McKinney?
Well, that's where it said to go. That's where it said to go, and it said it was dangerous
weather.
This
is what happens when you get a car out of a vending machine. You'll never know where you end up.
How was the mall?
So, yeah, big birthday weekend and on my end. And I felt like I could have went to McKinney and back, and I may have just walked there throughout Grapevine Mills. No, the kid wanted to spend money that she got for her birthday.
Yeah.
And so we were at Grapevine Mills Mall for a very long time on Saturday. They're doing quite well. Congratulations, Grapevine.
So how long is a really long time in dad world? Is that like an hour and a half or like four?
We were there at least a presidential term.
Mm. Oh.
Some say three, depending on which president you ask.
Well, congratulations.
And, of course, the birthday dinner and every, you know, the Nana and the Papa are there.
There's all
and
the things.
And then we have the cake.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy to say, ladies and gentlemen, even though she was there, the girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I lit the candles on the cake. Okay?
All right.
Just to prove I can do it.
Nothing wrong with a woman starting a fire.
That's right.
In the middle of another can't miss morning.